Picking up the pieces. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
What we see here is it's really indicative of people in a rural area coming together in a time of loss or tragedy, and people out with tractors and their front-end loaders cleaning up.
The early morning hours of March 3rd won't soon be forgotten for many Tennesseans along that tornado path that stretched from Benton County to Putnam County. Farm Bureau insurance agent Philip Baker describes the scene in one of the hardest hit areas between Cookeville and Baxter.
A large number of houses on a street or a road, and there's just nothing there. It's just the area was wiped clean. Certainly barns that are destroyed, houses that are destroyed, houses that are severely damaged and not livable. Maybe that's just temporary while the house next door was completely wiped out. And so the extent of the damage really runs the spectrum.
For farmer Pal Neal of Tucker's Crossroads in Wilson County, he counts himself as one of the lucky ones.
It went between my son's house and my brother's house and my house and took down massive trees, a couple of old farm barns that did all kinds of damage, but it didn't. We still got a roof over our head and a place to sleep tonight.
Neal says he spent most of the day working to corral his cattle after the storms that were out because of so many downed fences. And as a fourth generation on the farm, he doesn't believe there's been a more severe storm to ever hit. Meanwhile, Philip Baker says for many, life will obviously never be the same, as so much was lost. Not just their possessions, but lives themselves.
So these are friends and neighbors and people that we go to church with, and you go to bed one night and you wake up, and for many families, life is forever changed.
And our thoughts and prayers to all of those affected by these storms. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.